It's Nick Pearcey here at BBC Radio Oxford. Now, here's a question. When was the last time that you and your friends went on a night out to a pub or a club? New research has shown that, get this, 50% of us are more likely to socialise with our friends at home rather than propping up the bar at the local pub or club. But then we have to pay more attention to the way our house looks, don't we? Ah, you see, I know somebody who can help us out with all this. Dr. Becky Spellman is a psychologist and cognitive behavioural therapist and is with me this afternoon. Becky, good afternoon.
Hi there, Nick.
So what does this research tell us about how people in our area are socialising then?
What I was really surprised about was in Oxford, people are particular homebirds. 53% of people preferring to stay at home, which is amongst the highest in the country. So I'm wondering what it is about Oxford and people really loving their homes. But people were certainly inspired to host dinner parties and have friends in rather than go out in the Oxford and surrounding area.
So has this been a trend over the last few years, people choosing to socialise at home rather than go out?
I think initially it started with the recession, people trying to save money, and the way they thought it would be effective would be stay in and have friends around and spend less money. But actually with this has come a lot of home envy, and then 40% of people in the BECO survey actually worrying that their kitchen's not good enough, which is really
just
sad.
Just describe home envy to us then, Becky.
Home envy. Well, people are naturally envious and they get jealous. It's human emotions. It's pretty normal. We feel that sometimes in situations. But when people are hosting these dinner parties and staying in more and going to other people's houses, they're starting to compare and despair, looking at what other people have and then feeling depressed about what we don't have. And then as a result, people are spending more and more money on their kitchens, with 1 in 10 Brits who were surveyed would have said that they would forgo a holiday to afford a new kitchen. So it's unfortunate that the aim was to try and save money, but people are actually putting so much pressure on themselves to actually afford the latest gadgets and technology. And I think that social media has a part to play here. My friend put a video of his kitchen on Facebook the other day, and he was displaying all the DIY he had done in his kitchen. And he has a lot of Facebook friends. So there was certainly an aim of impressing. And men are particularly guilty of wanting the latest gadgets. So I think this whole thing has backfired.
That is one sad friend you have. I tell you now. Certainly dinner parties have always been popular, certainly with the older generation. So has there been a shift then in the way that younger people are socialising? Have we kind of got used to staying in now?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty amazing that about a quarter of 21, 25-year-olds are worried about how their kitchen is coming across and they're hosting a lot more dinner parties. Whereas the older generation, they're hosting the dinner parties, but they're just not worrying about it. So they're just really laid back about what people think, which may come with age and maturity, or it may come with not having social media so much when for the older generation. But I thought it was very surprising that people in their early 20s hosting dinner parties and being worried about their kitchens.
The problem is you see all these fancy gadgets on Bake Off and all those cookery programs as well. Plus, of course, there's an idea that I suppose you have to outdo people with your food creativity when you host such parties.
Yeah, there's the food creativity, there's the gadgets that help that happen, there's the atmosphere that you're in, having the American style fridges with the ice dispensers and just having the coolest things and impressing people. So, you know, these dinner parties come with a lot of pressure.
So when was the last time, Becky, then you A, held a dinner party, or B, went down your local pub? Come on, spill the beans.
I had a dinner party recently and it was very stressful. There was a lot of effort and I ended up spending way too much money. So I would say this survey they did, I could really relate to it. I think it's easier to actually go out sometimes. But then, you know, when you want to try and save money as well. So I think keep it small, keep it to your closest friends. Don't impulse buy when you're having the dinner parties. If you're going to go for the latest gadgets, pick one amazing affordable item that has all the latest features. Don't have everything. And, you know, your friends won't care. They're not going to worry about and they're not going to judge you in the way that you think. So if you are stressed or worried, you're probably not going to enjoy the dinner party. So keep it simple.
And of course, in the long run, it's probably cheaper to go down the pub and have a glass of wine, isn't it, really, yeah. I suppose.
Yeah, well, there's great deals out there these days where you can, you know, I say mix it up. It's a lovely intimate environment to have dinner parties, but occasionally just give yourself a break. Go to someone else's house.
All right, Dr. Becky Spellman, a psychologist and cognitive behavioural therapist, thank you for joining us this afternoon here at BBC Radio Oxford.
Thanks very much, Nick.